Hi there, and welcome to the Monologues of Ice Coops. Some people call me Coops, some other people call me a dickhead, but I just remembered the saying. Sticks and stones will break my bones, while words will only mentally scar me. Enjoy. Dude, what the hell are you doing? When I heard you, you said you could make original theme tunes. That's not bloody original, it's bloody Doctor Who. What do you mean, who's Doctor Who? You know, get out. Just get out. So, yeah, I'm back. Hi guys, I know I've been away for a little while. It's been, a month now? Kind of needed a break. A lot of things have been going on in my life and everything, and slowly they've been recovering. Probably the biggest thing is the fact that I managed to get my work transfer. I used to do some crazy shifts because I worked in the actual shopping center and the hours were 10 to 10, which is nuts because when you work in 1 to 10 and you live over an hour away, you don't get home till about 11, 12 o'clock. Now, the new place where I'm working, same like actual company, so that's all good. I know what I'm doing, but the actual hours are, I think it's 9:30 to 6:30. I'm going to be home by 7 o'clock. But that means a couple of things. Mainly three things. The first thing, I can go out more. Second thing, I can now go to the gym. Now, this is something that I have been meaning to do for so long. I cannot emphasize the fact of how long I've been wanting to do this. I've been trying to do it with the Wii Fit. And by the way, to my people who have been reading my blog and been keeping up to date with it, yeah, I completely flopped in that Wii Fit challenge I set myself. I did a day, and it just went back into the cupboard. The Wii Fit board is doing nothing. It's just, it's like a really snazzy door stop at the moment. But, gym, that's the second thing. And the third thing, getting more time to concentrate on the site. I have been meaning to do an update on the site for so long now. Just even rearrange the colours a little bit, because it's getting a little bit bland, where it's been the same thing over and over. Already it has started and slowly it is changing. One thing you might notice, well, actually you probably wouldn't notice because you probably got me saved in bookmarks or in some RSS reader. The actual site address has changed. You can still get to me at the old address. However, my new address is now, wait for it, it's so great, www.icecoobs, that's coobs, K-O-O-B-S.com. How snazzy is that? I feel professional now. Like, how often does that happen, that I actually look and sound professional at the same time? Not very often, and I'm quite proud of it. Okay, guys and girls. The bit that you've probably been waiting for, thinking to yourself, why hasn't he said anything about them yet? It is my review of a video game. It was coming. I'm addicted to video games. There's no trying to deny it. Yeah, and it's going to be video games, not proper games. Ever since I played Twister with that poor lad that's now in a wheelchair, yeah, I try to avoid those kind of games. This month's game has been out for over a month now. Most people should have played it or rented it out by now, so I'm not too worried. This is my review. Everyone has their own formulated opinion, but I'm hoping to add something to the discussion. And this game is called Resident Evil 5. Let's just play that again. Sorry, I love the fact that I'm actually controlling sound effects. I feel like proper DJ or something like that. DJ Coops. Wait, one more time. Resident Evil 5. Oh, that's so satisfying. However, I'm digressing. Now, overall, it's okay. One thing that I found really kind of bad about the game was that it wasn't scary. Resident Evil has always kind of conjured up thoughts in my mind of crap your pants scariness. It was one of the main reasons why I actually haven't played any of the originals. I tried to play Resident Evil 1, however, I got to the point where the dogs jumped through the window and I just stopped there and then. And I was like, yeah, never again, and I'm playing this by myself. However, Resident Evil 5 came out and I was, yeah, I'm going to get that game because everyone else is going to play it, and at least I got the online co-op mode that I can play with someone else and I won't be scared by myself. There were some scary parts. The main ones were the first rave of Mangini that come in through the windows and everything of the house, when you got the big execution of Mangini. When you first do that part, that's quite scary. Where am I going to run to? Where am I going to go? Like, I've got this massive dude chasing after me, and this pistol is doing jack crap to him. Then you got the chainsaw dude. The chainsaw dude, in the demo, he freaked me out anyway. When I played him in the actual game, I didn't realise that if you have it on a certain difficulty level, he might resurrect himself after you killed him once. I picked up the key, all kind of like thinking, yeah, he's dead, there's going to be no problem. Like, and then all you hear is the chainsaw coming up, and then all of a sudden my head's dropped off in the cutscene where he's gone and killed me. Yeah, I was like, where the hell did that come from? Two more things that I think were warrant kind of mention. The Reapers, the things that look like mutated cockroaches, those, even when you have Infinitive Rocket Launcher, those things freak me out. I don't know what it is about them. I think they're probably the scariest thing in the game, and I think that's where one of the things that Resident Evil 5 is lacking, mutated creatures. Because, okay, they are there and everything, but the Reaper was probably one of the scariest things. And the second thing, not so much because he's scary, because he actually looks like a right poofter, but the big Mangini. It's so much the case where you hear the kind of the, and then you're like, oh crap, the thing is coming. Oh god, it's the big gay thing that's going to come after me and kind of butt rape me with some massive stick thing. That's probably what's scary about him. He doesn't look scary. It's just a case that you know that he's going to tear you a new bumhole. On to the gameplay. All in all, the gameplay, I would say, is quite solid. I haven't found any glitches, which is quite strange, really, because I'm the king of glitches. Normally, I'll see some, I don't know, body limb hanging off from some awkward angle, half in the wall and half out of the wall. But so far, I haven't found one glitch. There's two letdowns that I found that ruins the gameplay. There's a cover system, and it's not a massive letdown because you don't have to use it. It's there because of the fact that Capcom wanted to kind of cash in on the idea of Gears of War. It's obvious. You can tell straight away. As soon as you start seeing that option, you're like, Gears of Shitty War. I don't like Gears of War, by the way, so you're not going to hear a good word out of me about that like piece of crap. Now, the second thing that lets the game down as such is the AI. It's clever enough to not kill itself. However, it's not clever enough to not waste the ammo. I can guarantee that throughout one gameplay of at least one chapter, you'll hear this. I need ammo! Shut the hell up. I don't care if you need ammo. I need a golden toilet. But you don't hear me asking every Tom, Dick and Harry for a golden toilet. Do you hear me go, I need a golden toilet? No. So shut up. I didn't give you ammo for a reason, so stop asking for it. Now, after gameplay, I normally always kind of look at graphics. The thing is that nowadays, when it comes to things on the 360 and the PS3, the graphics are meant to be good. If they're not good, then you haven't bothered trying on the game, and then it will make sense that you haven't bothered trying on the game, because the game won't sell. The only time, really, where your graphics come into it now is really on the older generation of consoles, and also on the Wii, which is basically an older generation of consoles in a new generation case. But let's not talk about the Wii. Today we're talking about Resident Evil 5. Now, the big letdowns for me, the biggest letdown in the actual game, is the story and the characters. Now, the story is weak. Let me do a quick demonstration, yeah? I want you to put your hand up if you didn't see what was going to happen in the game. Everyone done that yet? Now, to those of you who have your hands up, I commend you for being blind and still being able to play a video game. That is a great skill and a great asset. You should apply to be a fighter jet pilot, because that obviously you got some kind of daredevil sense. On to the characters. I'm warning you now, this is where the main plot spoiler is for the whole game. So you may want to skip it. Like I said, I'm going to post up on my blog where to skip to, roughly to skip this bit. I'm going to list the four main people in the game and their faults. There are no redeeming qualities of these people, so I'm not even going to try and, like, pretend there is. First up is Mr. Beefcake Chris.
Jill might be here.
Jill!
He just doesn't shut the hell up. He just goes on about the same thing over and over. It's almost as if there is nothing else going on in the game apart from that one thing. Another thing that I wanted to kind of point out as well, I never knew punching a boulder would manage to knock it over. I've learned a life lesson from this game. If I want to push a boulder over, I don't push it, I punch it. Then you got the classic comic book villain in Wesker.
Complete global saturation.
Now, how many times have you listened to that? Probably way too many times than you wish. Especially if you're playing with some noob on the co-op and everything, and they just don't seem to want to press the buttons properly. Like, oh my word, I think I played with one person. Like, bless him, it was probably the first time he got to the level and everything, and fair enough. But 32 times dying. Noobs, you gotta love them, haven't you? Now, who's next? Oh, here's my plot spoiler. We've got Sadomasochist Jill. Ooh, you like that. You like all those leather and whips and all that kind of little kinky thing like that. Anyway. I've been looking a little bit on the web and everything because I wanted to know why the hell did she turn blonde? It made no sense. I understand that she might have got infected with a virus and then it could have changed the hair colour, but that's not a good enough reason to change someone's hair colour. They changed it for no apparent reason. And lots of people have been saying that she looks like Nina Williams. I think that she looks more like Samus Aran. Think about it, Samus Aran is that athletic and a little bit like Spider-Man when she's in her Zero suit. And I think that Capcom were trying to cash in a little bit earlier on Gears of War. They were trying to cash in a little bit on Nintendo with, Metroid. So, a little nugget of information there. Like, you heard it here first. Now, last, but by no means least, we've got culturally confused Sheva.
My name is Sheva Alomar.
English.
I saw someone, but they ran away.
African.
You don't have to get touchy.
American.
What was that thing?
Back to African again, I think.
And I'm not going to be happy to see an American, BSAA or not.
English? Maybe?
Only we could have gotten there sooner.
Alright, screw this. I'm pretty sure that's all three rolled into one now. But, you see, I've got confused. How the hell must she feel? She must feel like a schizophrenic or something. Actually, that could be the answer. No, that's not the answer, is it? Capcom just couldn't be bothered to try and make it that she was one single kind of nationality, could they? Aye. Now, here's the thing. Despite all those flaws, which are quite big flaws when it comes to games these days, I can't put the game down. I'm like, this is the first time that I'm actually, even though I've completed the game, I'm playing it once a week. It's probably because of the fact that there is such an addiction in trying to beat either the best times, getting to the top score on the leaderboard, or just playing to play with other people. Maybe it is a good game, but I do believe that it could be so much better than what it is. Oh, by the way, did I mention that Resident Evil 5 is the first ever game that I've got 1,000 gamer points on? I've actually got every single one of the gamer points. There should be an achievement in that in itself. Well done, you got all the gamer points. Here's an extra 10 just for the hell of it. This section is going to be hopefully a regular occurrence, but basically just things that going quite well, and then they end up going really wrong for some reason. There could be any reason for it. Best way of explaining it is to give an example. So, thing that really winds me up. When you go into the bathroom in the morning, yeah, you're kind of half asleep because you're tired. You have that right, you've just woken up. And you got a piece of toothpaste, you got your toothbrush, and you line the perfect line onto the bristles, and you're like, yeah, I'm awake now, I know what I'm doing. And then most people would say that it'll wind them up when the toothpaste drops into the sink. I got one that's even worse than that, where you get the perfect line, the bristles at the end of the toothbrush, they flick a little bit, and then they flick a bit of toothpaste into your eye. God knows how it happened, but then it stings. Like it doesn't sting straight away. There's a moment where you're thinking, oh, okay, it doesn't hurt, and then it hits you. It's almost like you're being stabbed in the eye. Don't ask me how I know what it feels like to be stabbed in the eye, but I know that that's how it feels like. There's no other way. If that's not how it feels like to be stabbed in the eye, then it's probably worse. But that's not all. To make it even more crappier, while you're kind of like jumping around in pain, holding your eye, thinking you're going to go blind, your toothpaste then drops into the sink. Now that is what really winds me up. Now, I've been waiting to do this section for so long. It's something that I had in my mind, and I just really, really wanted to do. It's based on one of the things that I love doing in life, and that's karaoke. I can't sing for the life of me, and as you can probably tell from my voice, don't really have a voice that would fit any particular song. So when I do sing a song, people look at me with blank stares and, what the hell was that? So I thought I'd make a little game out of it and actually do a competition based on me singing. The section's actually going to be called Kubioki. Yeah, you see what I did there? Yeah. Ice cubes, Kubioki, karaoke. Yeah, it's well advanced, this stuff here. I'm going to be playing a clip to yourselves, and you got to try and guess not only the name of the song, but the artist as well. Then you send your answers in to me at my email address, which is ice.cubes@gmail.com. And the first person to get the right answer in to me will actually get a voucher of some sort. I'm thinking a £10 voucher of your choice. And if it's in America, then you'll get the equivalent of £10. I'm not going to work out the exchange rate for £10 into US dollars because I really, really can't be asked. And I'm not going to do everything for you anyway. Now, on for the clip. Okay, here it is. And he's not quite hip. And he's old man, he said he's the deadest trick. Did you get that one? What, you want to hear it again? Okay, I'll repeat the clip once, but if you want to hear it again afterwards, you're going to have to rewind that iPod of yours or whatever you're listening to me on. And he's not quite hip. And he's old man, he said he's the deadest trick. So you find it easy or hard right now? Personally, if I didn't know what the song was myself, I'd be like, huh? But I do know what the song is, so I'm not like that at all, luckily. Now, the competition end date is going to be the 31st of May. If you want to get your answers in to me, remember, you just need to send the name of the song, the name of the artist, to the email address ice.cubes@gmail.com. Oh, and don't forget to put your name down on there as well. I'm going to need to say who the person that won it was and everything as well. Now, it's coming to an end of the actual monologues. It's been different. It's been hard to come up with ideas, having to edit out all the ums, ahs, likes, and yeah, you knows. And actually, before I edited all of it, it was over an hour long. That's how many ums and ahs I do. Now, if you have any comments, I'm gladly listen to them. I actually quite enjoy having comments, like positive ones, negative ones, they're always good. Positive because they're just always uplifting, and negative because then I can improve on it next time. There's a number of ways to do it. Either leave a comment on my post on my blog, www.icecubes.com, or send me an email at ice.cubes@gmail.com. Now, I want to say that today's monologues have been brought to you by the sound of toothpaste. Oh my eye! The game Resident Evil 5. And the number one for being the first ever monologues. Good night.